Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Cash cattle markets moved sharply higher last week. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Only want to use the best for your car, and we know how you feel. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this September and pick up a quart of the world's leading synthetic motor oil, Mobile One, on sale for just $5.98 a quart. Protect your engine against wear under even the most extreme driving conditions. Napa and Mobile One, a well-oiled machine.
There's plenty more on sale throughout September. Find the Napa store near you at NapaOnline.com.
Some of the numbers seem to be pointing to the fact that we had really good beef consumption and excellent movement of beef into and during the Labor Day holiday weekend. Erica Rosa Sanka with the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado says that's one of the keys to sharply higher cash cattle prices this last week, $4 to $5 higher than the week before.
It was quite an improvement, and for some of us unexpected, we actually saw it towards the end of the week on Friday. Fed cattle trading in the $17 to $18 range in Kansas and surrounding states. That was $4 to $5 higher than the prior week. Most likely that support came from the wholesale beef market as we saw extremely large volumes of choice and select beef trade for a holiday week. I mean, for a four-day week, we actually saw volumes of choice and select beef trade at larger levels than the prior week, which was a five-day week, and much above last year. In fact, compared to last year, choice and select volumes were up 25 to 27%. More than likely, we had better than expected holiday demand for beef. Labor Day, more people out grilling beef despite the weather issues. Consumer demand, much higher than expected, and as a result, packers were more than likely chasing some cattle this week to fill in orders that they didn't expect to have to fill, hence the $4 to $5 higher fed cattle market last week. Very impressive. We saw larger volumes at a higher price. That's pretty impressive and reflecting better holiday demand and also more than likely higher export demand as we've seen so far this year.
And Erica Rosa says this is especially impressive given the relatively high retail prices that we've got here at the end of the summer.
With retail prices being at the levels, more than likely, what could have happened is some consumers were possibly at the point where you can only eat so much chicken and pork. Nice change for beef, because when we looked at prior holidays this year, beef demand wasn't as strong as we expected. Consumers traded down more into the pork and poultry items, but what we can attribute to this past holiday was very good sales, consumer interest, and maybe there was that resurgence of we want to grill some beef for the last true holiday weekend that we have. And also, as I mentioned, the export demand. Export markets have been very strong this year, and that also came into play as well. But it is a challenge given high retail prices right now with beef, but maybe some consumers got to the point that they wanted to grill some beef, and retailers have offered some very good specials, very attractive specials to bring consumers in to purchase more beef relative to the other protein.
Cattle Market Watcher Erica Rosa Sanko of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, high quality seed, we will make you money. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms has a good supply of two of the varieties that have performed very well in Oklahoma the last couple of growing seasons. Shirley Farms has Duster and Endurance, both from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Call Joe or Ann Shirley at 1-800-638-9289, 1-800-638-9289, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. Duster and Endurance seed wheat now available at Shirley Farms. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network.